You talking to the Rolex wearing, woo! Diamond ring wearing, woo! Kiss stealing, woo! Wheeling dealing, woo! Limousine ride, woo! Jet flying, woo! Suck it up, woo! And I'm having a hard time. Only we had a game now. Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
All right, guys, sorry. I had a little bit of internet connectivity issues. I'm trying to see if I... Do I have this right? Is this working? Who knows? This is why I need Matt Topolsky. Let me see. Does it turn? Okay, maybe that'll work better. I'm not sure. But I am here... I was trying to get this done earlier. I couldn't get it done. But anyway, I'm going to get off of that. Brad Gilmore here. Your opinion doesn't matter. The podcast comes out tomorrow. Matt Topolsky and I will be breaking down SummerSlam in its entirety, match by match. But I just couldn't contain myself, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. I was very perplexed by a lot of the decisions made here tonight. I was intrigued by a lot of the decisions that were made here tonight. This landscape mode is pissing me off. Hold on here. Hold on, guys. There we go. I'm just going to rock like this. I was intrigued, and I just trying to figure out a lot of stuff that was going on with SummerSlam, and I guess I got to just react to the ending shot of SummerSlam. Brock Lesnar standing over Randy Orton, definitely defiant of any authority figures, as we saw. But to me, I was watching this match. I was very invested, very excited. Booker T and I actually had Randy Orton on Heated Conversations, our radio show / podcast here in Houston. We had Randy Orton on. Randy was excited for the fight, or for the match, I should say. It turned out to be an MMA fight, but he was excited for the match. I was excited for the match. Book was excited for the match. And I think the WWE Universe, brother, ooh, yeah. I think everyone was excited to see this match, and started off cool. We saw a couple F5s, table spots, suplexes, RKOs. I was expecting Randy Orton to win this match. I thought he was going to be the guy to finally take out Brock Lesnar and, you know, get that big win at SummerSlam in the main event. And then, you know, this reminded me of Brock's first match back post-UFC with John Cena at Extreme Rules 2012. It had a very similar vibe here because Brock goes for like a double leg takedown, which is an amateur wrestling maneuver, which we saw, you know, Nate Diaz try to do on Conor McGregor last night in the main event of UFC 202. He goes for that double leg takedown. And then he just jumps on Orton and starts hitting him with these just stiff elbows. Same way he did John Cena. The same exact way that he did John Cena in 2012. And remember, he hit John Cena with a couple stiff elbows, and he started bleeding all over the place, John Cena did. And that was an Extreme Rules match. We remember that. They finished the match, but as soon as Brock Lesnar, as soon as he... Yo, what's up, TBRC podcast? But as soon as he hit Brock Lesnar... Brock Lesnar hit Randy Orton with that elbow, I was just like, man, that looked like a shoot, brother. That looked real as all can be. And I knew that something was going on, and then you just saw the blood start to pour out of Randy Orton's head all over the mat, and I was just like, this is not the way it's supposed to be. This is not how it was supposed to end. And I knew they were going to call the match as soon as I started seeing the... And it wasn't just like a little bit of blood, you know, where they put the gloves on, someone's nose is bleeding, they got a little cut over their eye, maybe they're injured somewhere, bleeding out of their ears. I don't know. But this was like a lot. This was a lot of blood. If this was, you know, Cold Stone Creamery, this was the gotta have it size of blood. And this was a venti at Starbucks of blood. It was just going everywhere. And I knew as soon as that happened, something was wrong. And they were going to call the match, and they did, and that's how it played out. I think Orton was going to win that, but it is what it is. Let's talk about Brock Lesnar, though, because this is the second time post-UFC fight, that Brock Lesnar cut somebody open with a sharp elbow and, to me, looked like he was being reckless. I love Brock Lesnar. I'm a Brock Lesnar guy. I was okay with him beating the streak. I was fine with him beating the streak. But to me, to see Brock post-UFC once again take down Randy Orton, double leg takedown, and just hit him with this vicious elbow. Just a vicious elbow. It's irresponsible. There's no place in it in the ring in professional wrestling. Sure, you want to take a couple stiff shots? You know, I've seen pro wrestling up live and close, guys. I work with Booker T, Reality of Wrestling. I see these guys train. I see these guys ringside at the World Gym Arena. I know sometimes a couple stiff shots are thrown. It's just part of the game. It's just part of the game to throw a couple stiff shots. But you don't try to hurt somebody. And I have a feeling, and my intuition tells me that Brock, I don't know if he just had flashbacks. There he is, UFC 200 with Mark Hunt again, and just goes for the double leg takedown. Someone asked if I think it was real. 100%. That was a 100% shoot, ladies and gentlemen. That's what that is. It's a shoot. Brock Lesnar forgot where he was, and he hit Randy with a stiff elbow. I'm 100% sure. Hit him with that stiff elbow to the head, and it cut Randy open. This wasn't a blade job. I saw people like, oh, he was blading, brother. He must have been blading, brother. Not at all. He got that stiff elbow right to the top of the head, and blood just started pouring out profusely. You're definitely, if you're going to go for a blade job, which isn't even allowed in WWE anymore, but if you're going to go for a blade job, you're going to do a little small incision here, start going down there. Shawn Michaels did it amazing. Ric Flair did it amazing. But this wasn't a blade job. This wasn't him trying to get color. This was a shoot. He got hit by an elbow, which is maybe the most lethal weapon that you have a part of your body, especially if you're an MMA fighter, especially if you're the size and have the strength and the power of Brock Lesnar. He hits him with an elbow. And what, excuse my language, I mean, he just F's him up. He knocked the hell out of him. He knocked the hell out of him with that elbow. And that was definitely not the way SummerSlam was supposed to end. You know, I did like the interaction. They tried to bring out Shane there and give Shane the F5, you know, and try to make this look like Brock doesn't give a about anybody. You know what I mean? And yeah, like you said, he does what he wants. Someone just commented. He does what he wants. And that's the problem. That's the problem with Brock Lesnar. I love Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar fan, but you cannot just do what you want inside the ring. You can't do that. I mean, you can't go flashbacks and start beating somebody like you're in a UFC MMA fight. That's just not okay. You cannot do that. Pro wrestling is about protecting the other guy, about making it look as real as possible, but not hurting the other individual. And Brock had some sort of flashback. He was like a Vietnam vet and just went right back to UFC 200. And he just went after Randy. And I think someone's on here is insinuating this was Brock working stiff. But it definitely wasn't Brock just working stiff and saying that and getting Randy back for the no enhancement needed comment. No, they were working. Brock's a worker. Brock's a worker, all right? He knows what he's doing. He was a worker when he was in UFC 200. And back when he first started in 08, he was a worker. He knew how to sell pay-per-views. He knew how to cut a promo. You think that his main event speech at UFC 100 wasn't a promo? Read his book. He talks about it. But you know what? Roe Reporter, he brought up Nikki Bella. Let's talk about Bay. Let's talk about Bay real quick. First off, Eva Marie gets suspended. She's out of the show. I knew it. I have a Bella sense. Spidey, you know, Spider-Man has a Spidey sense. Bruce Willis had a sixth sense. I have a Bella sense. I know when a Bella's about to come out, and ugh, was she looking good? Alexa Bliss was looking great, too. I got to agree with the comments right here. Alexa Bliss was looking very, very great. But Nikki Bella, come on now. We're talking about the GOAT. We're talking about the GOAT. Nikki Bella is the GOAT. I love Trish. I love Lita. Maurice, Tori, Stacy, so many. But Nikki Bella's the GOAT. She's the best they've ever had. Bar none, she will go down in history as top five women of all time. But when it comes to a physical attraction, she's number one on everybody's list, and she should be. But that was a cool moment. But let's talk about, we're going to talk about Finn, but let's talk about Sasha Banks for a minute. Sasha Banks losing that championship, man. Whoa, coming out of nowhere. A lot of people were tweeting me. They're asking, what is this about? Did she get, there's this ridiculous rumor going around that she got a wellness policy violation. Really? And they're like, well, yeah, I mean, they're just going to wait till she's done with SummerSlam before they, suspended her for 30 days. They took her off the tour days for 33 days, brother. Come on. It's real. She got suspended. Well, I mean, if they took Eva Marie off of SummerSlam because of a wellness policy violation, and I'm not saying the two equate, but I'm saying they don't care. If you got a wellness policy violation, unless you're Brock Lesnar, you're coming off of that card. So, to me, Sasha Banks definitely did not get a wellness policy violation. Some people are saying it was due to injuries. That's what I'm hearing, too. I hear that she has nagging injuries. We think about Sasha Banks here on the main roster. She's kind of always had injuries. You go back to she made her return at the Royal Rumble earlier this year after coming off some injuries. And then we do know that she was off TV for a while, got a concussion at a live event. Injuries. I hate to say it, guys. I hope to God, I've had her. I've met Sasha Banks, had her on Heated Conversations. I hope to the dear Lord she is not one of these people like a Wade Barrett who's just injury prone and can't seem to stay healthy. I hope that's not the case. I hope these are just little small nagging injuries, if that even is true. I've also heard rumors that it has to do with her honeymoon. She was just married on August the 4th, and 10 days after she won the championship, 9 days after she won the championship. So I think that this might just be a honeymoon thing. It could very well be. But I did like about it? I did like Sasha Banks winning because I was like, man, I did not expect that at all. Didn't see it coming. And it keeps the product interesting because I don't want to just watch a show where I know the outcome. You know what I mean? I can't, when I go to watch a Scorsese film, I watch it because I don't know what the ending's going to be, Can't say the same thing about a Tarantino film because he shows you the ending, but then you try to figure out how to get there. But regardless, I'm rambling. I'm rambling a little bit. But I did love Charlotte winning, because it was unexpected. But let's go to, let's talk about the Universal Championship. And I'm going to have a couple more thoughts. I'm going to go more in depth. If y'all are just joining me, I'm going to go more in depth with Matt Topolsky tomorrow. And your opinion doesn't matter. You can get it at opinionpodcast.com or on iTunes. But let's talk about the Universal title. Someone just said that title disgusts me. You know what disgusts me? Your comment disgusts me. Everyone's taking a big crap on this Universal Championship. Everyone's taking a big dump on the Universal title. Guys, it looks just like the WWE and Women's Championships. Yeah, the Women's Championship, you remember that thing. The thing that you were just blowing whenever it came out. The thing that you were in love with. Oh man, finally, we get the Women's Championship. It looks so beautiful. Stay up Blue Mesa Ridge. That's very interesting. Someone just commented, they say up Blue Mesa Ridge. That's literally like a couple of blocks up from me right now. But anyway, the Universal Championship looks just like these other titles that you love, and it has a red strap. That's the only difference. The only difference is a red strap. Are we really going to make a big deal out of it? Now people are like, oh, it's so unoriginal. Yeah, okay, maybe I wanted something that looked a little different, a small little different, but I mean something that maybe looked original and it's unique and its own, but... I just think that people are making a big deal of the Universal Championship, and this is what I hate. I'm a wrestling fan, been a wrestling fan my entire life, but this is what I hate. This annoys me to no end. Is we as wrestling fans think, we buy our tickets, we can say whatever we want to, we can boo whoever we want to, we can cheer whoever we want to, and that's all well and good, and do that. But just because you don't like a championship, you're going to take a dump for the better portion of a main event match between Seth Rollins and Finn Balor? The guys that all the internet smart marks who wouldn't be persmarkety about say they're the best in the world, and they very well may be. So these guys that you love and you're like, oh my God, they're giving Finn a shot. They're going to give a Finn shot. Wow. Finally they get him. He's at SummerSlam, one of the main events for a championship, a heavyweight championship, a world championship, and you can't get over the way that a belt looks? Come on, guys. Come on. Seriously? Because of a belt? It's a strap. The color of the strap is the only thing that's different. It's the only thing that's different. But you love the WWE Championship. You love the Women's Championship. I just think it's a whole bunch of happy horseshit that people are just taking a big dump all over the Universal Championship and wouldn't even give the match its just due. And I tweeted something out. You're telling me that the Universal Championship is a worse looking title than the Light Heavyweight Championship? You remember that thing? It was a piece of crap. Ugly. Then the Divas Championship? The butterfly belt, which I had to hear about for as long as they, for 5 years, 6 years, about how much everyone hated it. But then, but oh no, 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 we like the Divas Championship more than the Universal title. That's what someone on Twitter told me. He knows who he is. You're telling me you like the WWE spinner belt more than the Universal Championship? You're telling me you like the Copper Penny Tag Team Championships more than the Universal title? So, WWE sometimes, yes, well then, your opinion doesn't matter, quite frankly. I'm going to be honest with you, it doesn't. And that's not just a plug for my podcast. Those are ugly titles. They're terrible. And the Universal title, I think, is good looking. And he looks well with Finn. It fits his gimmick. It fits his persona, you know, his entrance, the demon thing. It's red. You know, red is raw. What do you want to have, like a blue strap for SmackDown? I mean, what do you want? I knew this, and I told Matt Topolsky this one day when we were talking about the Universal title. I'm like, no matter what it is, wrestling fans aren't going to like it. They're not going to like it. Because as soon as you heard that the Universal Championship was being created, you already created it in your head. You knew what you wanted. And it wasn't what you wanted, so you were going to just crap all over it. I mean, it's like the Seinfeld finale. When the Seinfeld finale came, everyone had the finale in their head. They wanted Jerry and Elaine to get married. They wanted them all to die. I mean, who knows what? They wanted them to become billionaires and whoever. You know what I mean? You had the finale in your head. You already had it up here. So that when you saw the show, you hated it. It's the same thing with the Universal title. You were dreaming at night. You were salivating in your markdom. Oh, my God. What's it going to look like? What's it going to look like? It should have Shinsuke Nakamura on it. They should just give him the title. Give him the push, brother. But you know what I mean? Get over it. It's a title. And Finn has it. Why don't we rejoice the fact that WWE made a brand new franchise marquee superstar in one night? In one night, they did this. Why don't we talk about that? No, instead you gotta complain for hours on end about a Universal Championship. Oh, don't even get me started on wrestling fans. I'm a wrestling fan. I found a picture today of me at 5 years old dressed as Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm a lifelong wrestling fan. But there are just some things that wrestling fans do that piss me the hell off. And one of them is when the crowd takes it upon itself to put itself over. To put itself over and to chant for everything but what's going on in the ring. You know how much that pisses me off? As someone who works closely with guys who plan out these matches, guys who put their lives on the line. We saw what happened to Randy Orton. You can get effed up in a wrestling ring. But since the championship wasn't what you wanted, oh man, we're now the star of the show. We're the star of the show now. You aren't Seth. You aren't Finn, even though we love the both of you and talk about you incessantly on Twitter, and we tweet every time that you're on the screen. Oh my God, it's Finn Balor. Oh my God, it's Seth Rollins. Even though that's happening, F you guys, we're going to talk about an ugly title. And to be honest with you, I like the championship. I like the WWE title. I like the women's title. Why would I look for this one? Because it has a red strap? You know, first you complain about the name, and then you complain about the color of the strap. Tell me, someone watching this right now who hates the Universal title, tell me, what would you have named the championship and what would it have looked like? Draw a picture for me. Snapchat it to me. Tweet it to me, at Brad Gilmore on Twitter. I would love to know. I would love to see it. Because it just pisses me off to no end that we had this main event, WrestleMania quality match at SummerSlam, and the Brooklyn crowd and the persmarkety marks online, you know who you are, have to tweet incessantly about how much they hate the title. And then I found myself tweeting to defend the title, and I was becoming just as worse as you all because I wasn't watching the match. It's just this vicious cycle. You can't win with some wrestling fans. You know who you are. You know who you are. But match of the night, real quick, John Cena, AJ Styles. Best match. Hands down. I don't know what that whole little thing was at the end with John Cena taking off the Never Give Up, which is a headband, by the way, that he wears around his bicep. That's how huge this guy is. The Never Give Up headband, laying it in the ring and kind of waving to the crowd. John Cena's not a bum, bro. At Denzel 86201326 Kitty Kitty Lick Lick, whatever the hell your username was just there. John Cena's definitely not a bum. John Cena's the greatest of all time. Yeah, someone just said it. John Cena's the greatest of all time. He's number one. And if he's not number one on your list, I got to question your expert knowledge about wrestling. But John Cena, AJ Styles, tore down the house. AJ Styles, best wrestler in the world right now, with Seth being a close number two. But John Cena, man, I mean, people talk about, oh, he can't wrestle. He only knows five moves. Bullshit. John Cena can wrestle his ass off. I hate when people say that he can't wrestle. It's just like you absolutely have no idea what you're speaking about. This is another instance where your opinion doesn't matter because you don't know what you're talking about. John Cena is a top quality worker. He's had too many amazing five-star matches for him to not be. When was the last time John Cena got a title shot? Oh, Marks, I love you. I do. We have a love-hate relationship. At least you keep me entertained. The last time you got a title shot, I don't know when the hell it was, but it doesn't matter. USA Championship. Now you're being a troll, and you're getting me off my train of thought. Best match of the night. And then I got to say that my least favorite match of the night was not the U.S. title whatever. My least favorite match of the night, and I thought the most disappointing match of the night, was Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler. I had such high hopes for that match, and it completely fell to the shitter. It did. I mean, it wasn't good. The crowd was dead. And there were no surprises in the match. There were no awesome spots in the match. And I'm not going to put this on Dolph Ziggler. I'm putting this on Dean Ambrose, the WWE World Champion. Because his offense is awful. And ever since that Austin podcast, I just don't know where his heart or his head is at, to be honest with you. And I've always been a big Dean Ambrose fan. I've interviewed Dean Ambrose before. But I just didn't like the match, and I haven't enjoyed Dean Ambrose's world title run. I haven't. I think that he could do it. I think he might need to be a heel to be able to pull off a world title run. But I just didn't like the match. I didn't like the match. And I thought, why put Ziggler in this match if you're not going to put him over and give you another main event high-quality star on SmackDown? And they didn't do it. They went with Dean. They went the safe route, I understand. And that's what it is. It was an awful match. It was the worst match on the card. I enjoyed the six women's championship match more than that. I think the Stone Cold podcast definitely messed with him at TBRC podcast because ever since that interview, he's just been off, man. He's been weird. And I really thought that promo with Dolph and Dean where Dolph super kicks him, I'm like, man, Dolph has it. That was a great promo. He's always had a great look, always been an incredible wrestler. I wish they would have given him the title. My nose itches for some strange reason all of a sudden. That's why I keep doing it. But, yeah, it was a bad match. Bad match. But my big takeaways are John Cena is the GOAT. AJ Styles is an amazing wrestler. I like the Universal title, so deal with it. Finn is now a megastar. And God almighty, is it great to see Nikki Bella again. But we're going to go into full detail tomorrow with my broadcast partner, Matt Topolsky, at opinionpodcast.com, available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, whatever the hell it is. We're going to talk about it more tomorrow, full in depth, match by match. There was like 14 matches, so we got a lot to talk about. Until then, guys, y'all can follow me on Twitter, at Brad Gilmore, Instagram, at Brad Gilmore, Snapchat, Facebook, the whole nine yards. I'm going to be back also this week with Booker T on Heated Conversations, Sports Radio 610 here in Houston, Texas. You can get it on iTunes as well. And check out The Reality of Wrestling, a show that I am one of the commentators on. If you're here in Houston, it's Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on CW Channel 39. If you're outside the country or outside of the state, you can get it on YouTube. Every Monday, new episodes are posted on YouTube. Tomorrow's show, we look back at Summer of Champions, building up to Summer of Champions 3. So check it all out. I'm Brad Gilmore. I'll see y'all. Yo, shoot me a DM on Twitter, at Brad Gilmore. Shoot me tweets. We'll talk more. I'll be up all night tweeting about this. So, at Brad Gilmore, B-R-A-D-G-I-L-M-O-R-E. Brad like Pitt, Gilmore like happy. So check me out, at Brad Gilmore. Until then, we're going to talk more. Peace, guys.